This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Listen, we've got a very serious topic to talk now.
What are we talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking to our good friend Deborah from Oscar's Law in regards to Oscar's Law being removed.
Puppy farms.
Yeah. Hi, Deborah.
Morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
How are you? So, look, we're hearing here at the moment that, you know, Oscar's Law has just became law as from July the 1st, I want to say, due to your hard work here in Victoria and all the other people. But I believe here now that the Liberal Party are talking about wanting to remove that.
Look, it's definitely at risk, this election. We know that the Liberals and Nationals have been talking about watering it down. But it's not only the Liberal Nationals, it's also the Shooters Party. We're hearing that they want to re-table their amendment to remove the cap of 10 dogs and to allow 150 female dogs to be kept on puppy farms.
150? I mean,
That's right. And when they tabled it last time, the Liberal National Party supported that amendment. So it's definitely at risk.
Deborah, we're talking about the cruelty to animals here. Let's be brutally honest about it. It's absolutely cruel. Why are the Liberal Party and the Shooters Party supporting the removal of these laws? Do they support animal cruelty? Does it come down to that?
Well, the puppy farmers and the pet shop industry have been heavily lobbying the Liberal and National Party, and they've hired a political lobbyist to try and sabotage the legislation, and that worked for over a year. They kept it out of the debate in the upper house. So they've always sided with industry. They've got a history of siding with industry. In the 20 years I've been doing this, I've met with every Minister of Agriculture and both sides of the party, and the Liberals have always been friends of the industry.
But there's still an animal industry. I mean, we've still got licensed proper breeders out there. It's not like, you know, that they're just not going to be supporting these people that are cruel to animals.
That's right. We've still got literally thousands of registered breeders, and, you know, they support puppies being born and raised in a family home as family pets, and that's what we support as well. We don't support the factory farming of dogs.
Look, this week I was reading that the Animal Law Institute has actually set a legal precedent where they've actually been able to sue a breeder, which was over amount $15,000 due to past and future vet expenses for a dog. I mean, this is going to be a good step, isn't it, in the right direction?
Yeah, the Animal Law Institute has been doing some fantastic work in this area. And yes, this week they had another win where, you know, a lot of people will buy puppies from the trapping post, and they don't know where these puppies are coming from. And puppy farmers do not health test their breeding stock. So it's a genetic time bomb most of the time, and people end up with thousands of dollars in vet bills. So the Animal Law Institute has been doing some great work in this area, making these breeders accountable and making them pay.
Now, Deborah, also on another note, you've got an Animal Welfare Victoria's conducting a survey you'd like people to complete. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the government, during the puppy farm debate, we raised issues as well as rescue groups around the legality and the legal framework around rescue and foster care and pounds and shelters. So they made it a commitment to look into that area. So at the moment, they're conducting a survey for people to fill out just so they can get some background information. So that's something we're really looking forward to participating in the coming months, which is a review into the whole foster care and pound system.
That's really good to hear. I mean, also as well, Deborah, from what I hear, see on your website, so definitely everyone go out and check out oscarslaw.org. You're actually looking for some volunteers to actually help Oscar's Law during the election this year as well.
Yeah, we're mobilising our supporters, and we're going to hit the campaign trail. We're going to be letterboxing, manning election booths on the day. So, yes, we're asking for supporters to come out and help us.
And if we go to your website there at oscarslaw.org, we can actually register it and you get contact with us and tell us what area we're in.
That's right, yes.
Deborah, we've got Doggapalooza coming up at Burleigh Park. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Doggapalooza is our only fundraiser for the year, and we're very proud of it, where we keep 50% of whatever we make on the day, and 50% we donate to smaller grassroots rescue groups.
Well, I can tell you, I attended there last year. What a fantastic day. You get to sit in the park with your dog. There's music happening. There's little market stores. There was even dog beer. There wasn't beer for the dog, but it was named the dog beer. Fantastic, fun family day. We're definitely going to be there. When is it on, Deborah?
It's on at November the 11th.
November the 11th.
It's a great day. It's in a Richmond. Fantastic day.
And how can people get tickets for that?
They can go onto the our website, and there's a link there to purchase tickets.
Excellent. So if they just go to oscarslord.org, and as well as I do know there's Dogapalooza has its own Facebook page that has a little link.
Okay.
We're going to add all that to ours.
We'll put that on our social media as well. Just search for Tom and Warren on Joy. We'll make sure all the information is up there.
Well, definitely, I'm going to be there. You'll see me and everybody. When you get to go, you get to see Oscar.
Oh.
The real Oscar. How gorgeous.
Is Oscar going this year?
Joy's the day.
Yeah, she does. But you got to, Oscar's tiny and gets very things, so don't all run at her and want to, you know, have a touch and feel.
And for those who don't know who Oscar is, he's the rescue dog that you initially started with, isn't he, Deborah?
That's right, yes. He inspired me to start Oscar Gall.
Thanks, Deborah. Thanks for your time this morning. We'll see you at Dogapalooza.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.